Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, your co-host for The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10, so I hope you'll stick around. We'll take a break for the news at the top of the hour for about 5 minutes, and back we'll be back with a second hour. Now, our highlight artist of the week is vibist Lionel Hampton, who is a pioneer on vibes. Lionel was born and raised in Chicago, and in the late 20s, early 30s, he gravitated to California and ended up working in the big band with Louis Armstrong at the Cotton Club in L.A., and he worked there for a while and developed quite a name for himself. In fact, he had such a name that Benny Goodman recruited him for his quartet in 1936, where he played with Teddy Wilson on piano and Gene Krupa on drums, and also recorded numerous sides on 78 at that time, of course, with the jazz giants of the swing era on RCA. And with that success, then he moved on and formed a big band, which I guess he led for at least 20 years. But fortunately, around 1953, Norman Granz, who was the owner and producer of Clef Records, which became eventually Verve Records, thought it was a good idea to document Lionel Hampton's work along with Oscar Peterson on piano. So he cut several albums with that group and with a fine rhythm section. And we're going to open up the first hour with our highlight of Lionel Hampton with the George and Ira Gershwin song, It's Wonderful, accompanied by Ray Brown on bass and Buddy Rich on drums. This was cut in New York City in 1953. Thank you. That was a page out of the George and Ira Gershwin songbook. It's wonderful, from the quartet session of Lionel Hampton on vibes, Oscar Peterson on bass, Ray Brown on Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums. So what's up next, Al?
My first offering of the evening is both seasonal and historic. It's from Errol Garner's Concert by the Sea. This was recorded at the Sunset Center in Carmel by the Sea, California, and was part of the Sunset Series, which is a series which later morphed into the Monterey Jazz Festival. The interesting thing about this concert is it was never intended to be recorded. It was only by chance that Errol's manager, Martha Klasser, discovered a tape recorder backstage before the concert, and it was going to be recorded by an engineer for the Armed Services Radio Network. After the concert was over, Martha took the tape to Columbia Records. Working whatever magic they could technically on the tape, they decided to release it. And that's how one of the best-selling albums in the history of jazz was born. Now, if you've ever listened carefully to the original LP, you could see that the supporting cast was basically absent. Bassist Eddie Calhoun and drummer Denzel Best almost weren't there, but Columbia managed to do their best so it could be recorded. Then 60 years later, in 2015, they decided to reissue the concert, and this time they included 12 tracks that were originally edited out of the original. And so that's what we'll listen to here. This is a Rodgers and Hart tune entitled Spring Is Here. So that was Spring Is Here, a tune by Rodgers and Hart that was included in Errol Garner's Concert by the Sea, but originally left out of the 1955 LP and then included in the 2015 reissue by Columbia.
Continue our highlight of the jazz vibe work of Lionel Hampton as our Spotlight Artist of the Week. We're going to move now to 1954. This is another recording on the Clef label. By the way, the Clef label was formed by the great producer and owner Norman Grants. These eventually were reissued on his successor label, the Verve label. But he had the foresight to put Lionel Hampton into the studio with Oscar Peterson in the early 50s, and it turned out many, many fine record. This one is The Old Black Magic, written by Harold Arlen. Again, we've got Ray Brown on bass and Buddy Rich on drums, cut in New York City in 1954. Let's listen to That Old Black Magic. Thank you. Harold Arlen's composition, that old Black Magic, done by Lionel Hampton, and our highlight artist of the week, along with really our co-highlight artist of the week, Oscar Peterson, because he's on piano on all of these Lionel Hampton tracks, along with Ray Brown on bass and Buddy Rich on drums. And that was a neat little swinger done on a Clef label in 1954. So what's up next, Al?
Next we'll hear from a group that calls themselves the Orphan Newsboys. And the Newsboys in person are Marty Gross on guitar, Frank Vignola on guitar, Greg Cohen on bass, Peter Eklund on cornet, and Bobby Gordon on clarinet. Their CD is entitled Laughing at Life on the Stomp Off label. They're going to do a tune written by Bob Todd, Nick Kenny, and Charles Kenny. And it's the title tune from the CD, Laughing at Life.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Don't mind the raindrops, wait till the rain stops. You'll find the sun laughing at life. No road is lonely if you will only smile through your tears, laughing at life. Live for tomorrow, be happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away. Start now and cheer up. The skies will clear up. Oh, lose all your blues, laughing at life. Thank you. happy today. Laugh all your sorrows away, laugh them away. Start now, Jim, the skies will clear up. Lose all your blues, laughing at life.
That was Laughing at Life by the Orphan Newsboys, featuring Marty Gross on guitar and Frank Vignola on guitar, Greg Cohen on bass, Peter Eklund on cornet, and Bobby Gordon on clarinet. Marty Gross says they had a lot of fun doing this CD. They got the idea while they were on a cruise on the coast of Alaska. And he said it was a particularly labor-intensive gig because they had to do 4 one-hour concerts during the 10-day cruise. And to make matters worse, they couldn't find any place to rehearse because there aren't any empty rooms on a cruise ship. So that's how Laughing at Life got started.
We're continuing to highlight the our highlight artist of the week, vibist Lionel Hampton, actually the co-star on this show. For the highlighting of Hampton is Oscar Peterson on piano, since he's on, I think, virtually every track that Norman Granz recorded Lionel Hampton on in the early 50s. And so here we have Oscar Peterson on bass. I'm sorry, Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums. And when they bring in one of the foremost modern jazz clarinetists on the scene at the time, Buddy Franco, and I believe Lionel sits it out on this one, and they do It's Only a Paper Moon. Thank you. Ah, yes, they all landed in the net right there at the end. Rather abrupt conclusion to that up-tempo tune that was put together by Oscar Peterson on piano and Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, along with Ray Brown on bass, and some fine brushwork there by the drummer Buddy Rich. It's Only a Paper Moon. So what are we going to hear next, Al?
Next, we'll hear from a group led by Kenny Burrell. It's from a Verve LP entitled A Generation Ago Today. And in addition to Kenny on guitar, we'll hear from Phil Woods on alto, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. And it's a Jimmy Campbell, Reg Conley, Ted Shapiro tune entitled If I Had You. If I Had You, a classic example of how to get the most out of a small group, with Kenny Burrell on guitar, Phil Woods on alto sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. That was from a Verve LP released in 1967, entitled A Generation Ago Today. Next, we'll hear from a group led by Kenny Burrell. It's from a Verve LP entitled A Generation Ago Today. And in addition to Kenny on guitar, hear from Phil Woods on alto, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. And it's a Jimmy Campbell, Reg Conley, Ted Shapiro tune entitled If I Had You. Thank you. So that was If I Had You, a classic example of how to get the most out of a small group, with Kenny Burrell on guitar, Phil Woods on alto sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Grady Tate on drums. That was from a Verve LP released in 1967, entitled A Generation Ago Today.
Well, for the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. And we hope you enjoyed the sounds so far tonight. We enjoyed bringing them to you. We think we've got some more swinging sounds ahead of us in the second hour after the news at the top of the break, which only takes about 5 minutes. So stick around. We'll be back for approximately another hour of swinging modern mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the first hour with our co-highlight artist, Oscar Peterson on piano, and Lionel Hampton on vibes. And we're going to listen now again to Buddy DeFranco on clarinet, with Ray Brown on bass, Buddy Rich on drums. And this is a classic from the swing era, written by Edgar Sampson for the Benny Goodman Big Band. It's a monster hit for Benny called Don't Be That Way.